In professional baseball, market economics have determined that some teams will be haves and others will be have-nots. Across the country, owners of long-established teams are adamant that they need new stadiums to give themselves a chance to succeed financially, but in some communities, the public is balking at paying the bill. One expansion team, unencumbered by tradition, is demonstrating new strategies that clearly show America's national game is really a business with a definite bottom line. Brick Walters reports.
A summer's day, a ballpark, a clutch situation in the ninth inning, and a winning home run for the local favorites, the Tri-State Certified Money Managers. A beautiful scene, but team accountant Frank Fester says something is terribly wrong.
The home run went into a section of $21 seats out in left field. One fan took it home. The ball cost $60. That's a money-losing deal for this team.
Fester leads a group of investors who purchased the team and named it the Certified Money Managers to get across the idea that managing money, like any sport, is a skill that can be thrilling if done well.
The point is, a major league ballplayer shouldn't be hitting home runs into the cheap seats. We just signed a $20 million contract with our best pitcher. We can't afford losses like this. They should aim for the more expensive seats.
I thought the idea was to win games.
No. The idea is to make money and to have lots of corporate suites.
Corporate suites. The luxurious skyboxes that circle the perimeter of the stadium make enormous amounts of money for sports teams. Heather Buttress is the architect designing the money manager's new home, Trusted Advisor StockFund.com Park.
We've got a ring of suites here and some up high here.
It's almost like an office building.
We'd love to have full-time tenants make their corporate headquarters at the ballpark.
So then it would be all suites.
Oh, no. Here are some seats for the general public. There's a row right there.
That says lavatory.
Let me see. But there are seats for the general public. Maybe I just didn't get them drawn in yet.
Obviously, seats for the general public are a low priority.
Oh, no. The public is important. They'll generate revenue for the mall.
That's right, the mall. Any building built in America today that is not a private home, a school, or a jail includes plans for an adjacent mall. And TrustedAdvisorStockFund.com Park is no exception. Hester Dexter is the developer.
The mall is vital to the overall success. Foot traffic to and from and during the game will take shoppers past them storefronts and build a really healthy revenue per square foot. All your major national department store and fast food chains should be right here.
Just like the airport, which is becoming a mall too.
Right. In fact, the new ballpark does incorporate an airport.
You're kidding.
No. Why not? The airport has gates. The stadium has gates. That way, it's easy for the teams to come and go. People can stop in. They can catch a few innings while waiting for their next plane. I think it's great. Terrific.
And the airport makes it convenient for the guests at the hotel.
There's a hotel in the stadium.
And a theme park.
So, you work there, you shop there, you travel from there, you're entertained there. You might as well live there.
Yes, our target audience will live in these condos here.
What a pleasure it will be for them to say they live at TrustedAdvisorStockFund.com Park, watching the certified money managers play while they also indulge their interests in shopping, dancing, eating, and travel. It's how they imagine themselves, and we're also trying to make it happen in an environment that's fun and functional and also nostalgic.
You see, we've put lots of bricks round to give it that neighborhood feel. Isn't that lovely?
And so, if TrustedAdvisorStockFund.com Park is any indication, the worlds of sports, travel, shopping, work, and home are all collapsing in on each other, leading us in the direction of one enormous but intimate building where you go to do everything.
Did you see the hospital, clinic, and mortuary?
Where does the game happen?
The game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this. That would be...
Oh, yeah, the game. It's the green area, right here?
No, that's the golf course.
I knew that. It's diamond-shaped, right?
Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.
I thought the green area was where the Irish
Wild... This green area here is the rainforest magnet shop.
Ah, well, where's the wave pool?
It's... Well, I know it's a wave pool, but that's blue. Let's see, green.